Good morning, Michael.
Hi there. I thought at the top of the hour I would be hearing Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, I'm Your Puppet. Remember that one?
We have that one, too. Janet Jackson's Nasty is going to be trending again.
Right.
Oh, here's Puppet. That's the one. Okay, there you go. We'll play it later. Michael, thank you for your handy guide to translating Trump in the debate, because you're absolutely right. When Trump says to tell the absolute truth, what Trump means is, okay, here I'm really lying my ass off. When Trump says wrong, what Trump means is, yes, actually it's true. You.
Yeah, so some of these things, you know, you can't say. The funniest ones you can't say on the air, unfortunately.
No, you've gotten to be a little potty mouth, Michael Tomosky, covering this.
I consider the source of my inspiration.
You tweeted, good morning, welcome to National Watch Republican Squirm Day.
This is going to be fun, right? Because, you know, first of all, they're going to be in hiding today.
Right.
Wherever they are, congressmen, congresswomen, senators, wherever they are back in their home district, the reporters from the local papers are going to get their schedules and they're going to go show up and they're going to say, Congressman, do you think that Donald Trump should honor the results of the election?
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
I'm running late.
Remind me when my dogs have diarrhea. Like, you just clean it up and you're like, oh, now again. Because, right, they try to clean it up and then it, you know, he just the bed again.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but it really is. I mean, this, I guess we've overused the word unprecedented in this election cycle, but what can you say when you just go, tweeting today, I hope he loses all 50 states. This is disqualifying.
I'm going to make sure Hillary's unprecedented. See what I did there?
Yeah. I mean, what can you say about this? It was if everything else has not been disqualifying, that was, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely disqualifying. And, of course, he's not going to back down from it because, you know, that would then be weak and that would be, you know, that would disappoint his people.
Right.
But it's going to be days of torture, I think, for Republicans, for Paul Ryan and all the rest of them, as I just described, because they're going to have to say, of course, we have to follow, the results of our elections. Of course, we have to.
Right.
If they fail to say that, then they're handing their own Democratic opponents a huge club.
Right. I was saying, when you whiff a T-ball served up twice by a Fox News host, I think that's, as you said, I kind of think most people turned on baseball after he said he wouldn't honor the election results. People are just like, all right, you know what? So you said, boy, it really helped Trump having those four psych-out guests last night, didn't it? Genius.
Yeah.
I mean, when is he going to get that she is unbreakable? she is unshakable. Yeah. She is presidential.
Well, he'll get it on November 9th, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe he won't. But she is totally unshakable. I've been watching her do this for years, since the first Senate race, 1999, 2000. She's tougher than these tough guys.
Yeah. But I mean, what a masterclass in composure and restraint and character, really.
Wasn't it fun to just watch her? I usually watched her face while he was talking.
Yeah, she just had that great smile. Just You gave him a break. You said Trump did better tonight. If there were 19 debates, he'd catch up to a draw by number 19. So there's that.
Yeah, he did do better. I mean, just for the first 45 minutes, I'd say. Okay, there were three sections, right? So Supreme Court, I think she won that. I think she was really eloquent on late-term abortions. So I think she won that section, but on points, you know, not by a knockout. And I'd say the next section was immigration. I'd say the same. She won it, but on points. And then when the economy, I actually thought he was scoring. You know, I thought, geez, he's doing some pretty good things. And,
right.
You know, she's not using her best stuff here.
Yeah, it's just he has, as we were saying, he not only does he not have the self-control to be president, he doesn't have the self-control of a toddler, right, to not, react with the constant wrongs, and I didn't say that, and, you know, when he knows, I mean, he's got to know that he did say that, right, when she's quoting him directly, and he's going to get fact-checked into oblivion once again, right?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't care about things like that. He doesn't think things like videotape.
I'm glad he got a chance to air his Emmy grudge again. That was a presidential moment. And here was what I thought when the audience is actually laughing at you, I really think that you have lost. I love this. This is the moment when he said, here we go.
Nobody has more respect for women than I do. Nobody. Yeah. Nobody has more respect.
Please, everybody.
And frankly, those stories have been largely debunked. And
no, they haven't.
Largely.
No, no.
Very largely.
None of it's been And so Chris Wallace has to hush the audience from laughing when he says nobody has more respect for women.
I saw a bunch of people tweeting, too, that they were watching it in groups, and you know, people just burst out in laughter when he said that.
I know. Oh, Michael, we're 19 days out. I mean, where does it go from here? It's hard to predict this election, right? I mean, you just think, okay, does he drop further now after this debate? Because obviously was it Carl Frisch saying he lost even the Breitbart poll last night for who won the debate? He doesn't even have these Insta polls to claim he won anymore, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Who knows where it's going? I suspect there's more stuff to come out on him.
Oh, boy. I know.
You know, in not about women necessarily, but like in Russia. You know,
right.
In the area of Russia and his investments there.
Right.
I think there's stuff coming.
Right.
I think.
You're going to love this, but I just said yesterday that my psychic said that. he said next week something even worse is going to happen to him. And he said, not women. He said something. Because you're right. There are so many things. Business stuff, the Russia stuff. I mean, and the Russia stuff, I have to say, Michael, is almost the most terrifying that last night he still refused. What intelligence experts have told him, he refused to admit that it's Russia that's doing the hacking, right?
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, it tells me that, you know, he may have holdings and dealings over there that are much more extensive than he's let on and that are really incriminating and would cause a conflict of interest for a president of the United States sworn to defend America's national security. I'm just speculating there. Let me hasten to add, but...
No, you're the puppet, Michael. No, you are. No,
but,
you.
But,
you're the puppet.
We'll see these things. So, yeah, I know I am. I've always been. But, yeah, so I think it may get worse for him. And then, you know, on Hillary's side, you know, there's still WikiLeaks stuff. I don't know. It hasn't been very interesting so far, but they're holding back the most damning thing for later, but you know, she's got to not be complacent, and she's got to make sure that, you know, people come out and vote, and she's got to turn this into a Senate thing in addition to a presidential thing. Right.
I know that, you know, it's bad when I keep, I'll be on the phone, you know, cable news is on, and I'm like, oh, wait, hang on. They're showing my dad in Goldwater's map again. I got to go. Hang on. I mean, the fact that they keep bringing up 1964, right, in the context of could it be that bad a landslide is pretty astounding.
It is. And I don't think we can get to that. I mean, you know, there's no chance.
Why do you hate my father? Why, Michael? And America.
It wasn't your father's fault.
That's right.
It really was. He did his best.
That's right. I you know, it really is. I guess you're right. I mean, they keep saying it is just so much more polarized these days. But you have to say, states that have never been in play. I mean, I can't believe some of the headlines I'm reading of states that could be in play, right? Kentucky, Utah, Arizona, Alaska, Texas. Yeah. I mean, that's been a long-held dream of mine, watching Karl Rove's face on election night if Texas turns blue. Yeah,
I can't even contemplate it. I'll settle for Arizona and, you know, maybe Georgia.
Underachiever. Okay.
I know.
All right.
Always have been.
All right. Michael, great stuff as always.
I've got a piece coming up today, Trump's concession speech. It should be coming up.
Oh, fantastic. I'm sure he'll be wiping his ass with that like he has the Constitution. But I will look forward to reading it, Michael, as always. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. There he goes. Michael Tomasky.